Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
But we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle if she would lead us in prayer. God bless Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you've done for us. You've brought us together on this line. And we pray that you look upon everyone that is upon this line, that you will touch and bless, and that you will strengthen, encourage, help somebody today, oh Lord, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they may give their life to you, that they may seek your face and turn from their way. I know you're able, and I know you got the power. I know thou art a strong deliverer. I pray that you will continue to touch and bless, that you will make a way out of no way. Oh, my God, we are dependent on you today. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are a very present help in trouble. Oh, my God, that's why we look to you and we trust you, knowing that thou art able to do all things. You're able to grant our petitions according to your will. Oh, my God, we pray that you will bless in a special way, that you will save today, oh, Lord. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your face. Look on those souls, oh, my God, those that are without a mother, oh, my God, who have lost loved ones, Jesus. Let them know that you care, oh, Lord, and that you're concerned about them. Help them cast their care upon you. For you said, casting all your care upon you, for thou carest for us. And we thank you for your concern. We thank you for your interest in our well-being. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for giving your son, Jesus. We thank you, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for how you died on the cross and gave us strength, oh, Lord. You gave us salvation, eh, Lord. Thank you for your precious blood that you shed for us. We are not worthy today, but we thank you for the mercy. We thank you today, oh, Lord. Continue to have your way and let your will be done. Bless your people on every hand. Look on your saints everywhere. We pray that you strengthen your people. Help your people to go through. Help them to endure. Give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Encourage your people the more. Help them to do your will. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able today, and we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for the many mercies that you bestowed upon us. We thank you today, oh, Lord. We thank you for the souls, oh, Lord. We thank you for those whom you have touched and blessed. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless, continue to have your way, and continue to let your will be done. Have thine own way. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon all those that are about to travel over the highways. Yes. Oh, my God, have mercy today, Jesus. I pray that you give them a safe journey to their destinations. I pray that you look on the Paul, the family, that you will encourage them and give them strength where they're weak. And build them up where they are torn down. Help them to get through this time of bereavement. Let them know, oh, Lord, that you're concerned about them. Let them know, oh, Lord, that you care about them. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Save somebody that don't know you. Save them, oh, Lord. Help them to give their life to you through all of this. In the name of Jesus. I know you can do it today, and I believe you, and I take you at your word, and I say thank you today. I thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you today, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. You have been so good to us, so merciful. Thy name is excellent. Help us to praise you today. Help us to give thanks unto your name. Help us to lift you up, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord.
Help us
to bring up praise to your name. Help us, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for your many mercies. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to go with us and that you will continue to stand by us and that you will ever lead us and guide us on to victory. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Belong unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Oh, I want to see look upon his face. Death is sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice and pass on that land ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of his face. saving grace on the seat of glory. Let me lose my voice.
Again to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show. So glad you took the time out to join in on this afternoon. We thank God for that beautiful prayer led by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord. And we are going on with the Lord. And now we're going to have our opening scripture. And we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija Hamid if she would read our opening scripture at this time. God bless.
You have this opportunity. The opening scripture is taken from the 145th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And again, that's the 145th, that's 145, number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. And it reads, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah.
And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Thank God for the reading of his word, 145th number from the first route, the seventh verse. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the opening scripture. Beautiful scripture. Praise the Lord. And we're just so happy to give God the glory on this afternoon. And again, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And the church, Holy Temple, is a branch of our headquarters church, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. And we thank God for all the people of God. We just thank the Lord for this great opportunity to minister to you over the airwaves. And right now we are live in the service on this afternoon. So if any of you are in the neighborhood, you're welcome to stop by and worship the Lord with us. Praise the Lord. So we are moving on up a little higher in the Lord, moving on up to bigger and better things. And so we are excited for what the Lord is doing and what he has done. Sending the word out over the airwaves is a great blessing. We can reach many souls near and far. And as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we were going to make a few changes. And so when we have our announcement, those changes will be included in the announcement. Praise the Lord. But at this time, we just want to take a little time out and give God some glory, give God some praise. You know, if you're in the house by yourself, God, right where you are, if you're standing out on the street, you can give God the glory because the Bible lets us know that his name is to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. We ought to praise God all day and all night. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where we are. God is worthy at all times to be praised. I believe the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I know it's hard to give God praise when you're being tested and tried, when trouble is all around you, when you're having problems with your teenagers, hallelujah, being rebellious, glory to God, when you can't find any kind of resources to pay your bills. He's still worthy of all the praise. And we have to go on up a little higher so that we also can say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Even though it seems like I'm out here by myself, I will bless the Lord at all times. When the enemy rises up against us, you ought to be able to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Don't let complaining be in your mouth. Don't let grumbling and mumbling be in your mouth. But let the praises ring out unto God. Hallelujah. So if you will join me for just a few moments, let's give God some praise. Take the time out and praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, you're worthy. And we praise you today. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the praises of the Lord. We thank God for this day
being the day that the Lord has made. And it is by the grace of God that we all are here. Didn't have to be so. Just a few weeks ago, I was stricken again with COVID. But the Lord is my healer. He's my doctor. Hallelujah. And he touched my body and healed me. Glory to God. And I'm glad about it. So many people are not making it. They're getting stricken with diseases, the coronavirus, all kinds of diseases, heart disease. Oh, glory to God. And they're leaving this world. But by the grace of God, hallelujah, I know that I'm blessed. I know it is his grace that has me here today. And I can't stop praising him because he's so good. I can't stop praising him, and I don't want to stop. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're going to move on in the service. Praise the Lord, and help me sing a song of praise unto God, because he is worthy. I don't know about you, but I came to praise him. So help me praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do. You and you and you and you. I don't know what you come to do. You and you and you and you. Oh, I come to praise his name. 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 I come to lift him up. I come to lift him up. I come to clap my hands. I come to clap my hands. I don't know what you come to do. Oh, you and you and you and you. I don't know what you come to do. You and you and you and you. Oh, I come to shout with joy. 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 I come to lift him up. I come to lift him up. Help me to lift him up. Help me to lift him up. Help me to praise his name. I come to praise his name. I come to clap my hands. I come to clap my hands. I come to stomp my feet. I come to stomp my feet. I come to sing my song. I come to sing my song. I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you come to do.
You and you and you and you.
You and you and you and you.
I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you come to do.
You and you and you and you. Oh, I come to praise his name. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. That's all right. We came to praise the Lord. So we're going to get ready to have some announcements. Amen. Yes. You know, we don't take down when the enemy interferes. Praise God. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. And so we're going to go ahead on and get this praise done right. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The Lord, he is worthy. But we're going to get that song right after a while. Amen. So right now, we're going to move on in the service, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Praise God. We're going to try and go ahead and get some announcements. Like I stated earlier, moving on to bigger and better things in the Lord, and we are not looking back, but we are looking forward to those things which are before, because the Lord, he has our future in his hand. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen would give some announcements.
and then we're going to move on out of the way. Praise the Lord, because I feel good down in my soul. I just feel like praising the Lord. It feels good to be in the building once again, stayed away because of the COVID and whatnot. Try to give that some time to clear up. The Lord bless. So now I'm back out here. I'm excited. I'm happy about it. I feel like jumping up and down. Amen. Because God has been good to me. The Lord allowed me to still be here in the land of the living. And it's a blessing to be here. Amen. Did not have to be so. Praise the Lord. And when you don't know what it is to be close to death's door, you don't really fully appreciate the fact that God woke you up one more time and gave you the use and activities of your limbs. So that's what I'm excited about. That's what I'm praising God for. But we're going to move on. We're going to ask her to give some announcements. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, our broadcast. Right now, it airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. I'll give that number at the end of the new number. But if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. Feel free to check in with other ministries during the week if you need a little encouragement. On Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. On Tuesday night, she holds Oldie But Goodie Night. You don't want to miss it. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday night prayers at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hopes teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And to tune into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, you can now call. I'm going to give you a number to call, so if you don't have a pencil or a paper, go ahead and get it. So the new guest call-in line, but there's no access code, is 551-241-6671. And the new login website that you can use to hear on the radio is blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. Amen. So we're looking forward to that new switch next Sunday. Next Sunday? Or are we doing it this Friday? This Friday, if it's the Lord's will. This Friday, which is September the 8th. So tune in, and we'll send it to our church's announcements as well. But if you're tuning in online, know that this today will be the last day that we'll be using this particular login. Evangelist Hameen may still do it again on Friday night to get the Friday people a chance to hear the new number as well. But amen, God bless you. Those are all of the announcements that I have. I would just like to sing a portion of this song, if that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that selection. Coming to you, Dr. Khadija. We just thank the Lord for this portion of the service. And so grateful for what the Lord has done. And now let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And I just have a few verses in Scripture to read, and very brief. Going to the book of Isaiah, the 37th chapter, beginning with verse 14. And I just want to read a few verses there. If you will pray along with me, with our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, O God, we ask that you will speak to us through your word and that you will minister unto us, O God. Those, O Lord, who are in need, you know that need, and we ask, Lord, that you will bless them today. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, Isaiah, the 37th chapter, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Verse 14 reads, "And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of
hosts, God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubim. Thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading of these verses of Scripture. This is a beautiful passage that I just want to leave a few words of encouragement to everyone listening. And it is that God can do everything. Hallelujah. And I have a question for you. Do you know God well enough? Hallelujah. God can do everything. But do you know God well enough? Praise the Lord. And I took from this passage a thought of how well King Hezekiah knew God. When he was threatened with a letter from a man who had conquered all the nations around, all of their idol gods could not deliver them out of his hand. The same man thought that he could overthrow the people of God, and he believed that the living God would not deliver them out of his hand. But he didn't know God well enough, the true and the living God, that is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you praying with me? Just a few minutes more. And this king had a relationship with the true and the living God. So much so that he believed he could go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. And we have to know God and have that relationship with him, knowing and believing that when we come to him, he will hear our cry and that he will answer, that he will come and see about us. So Israel was being attacked. Please pardon the noise. Radio listeners, you have a little distraction in the background. But just pray along with us for a little bit. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, King Hezekiah, he was afraid. We get things going on with us when we get concerned, we get worried, we get anxious. We have human emotions. Praise the Lord. But we have to remember that God can do everything. We have to remember that God has not lost any power. We have to remember that God is the God of heaven and earth. He's the one who made heaven and earth. He's the King of kings. Hallelujah. So King Hezekiah had enough faith to go to the Lord in prayer with letter in hand, the letter that was given to him coming from Sennacherib, the one who threatened to besiege them. He opened up the letter, and he went to the house of God. He put that letter down in front of the Lord, and he told God to look. He wanted God to read that letter. Lord, look at this. He's calling on the devil. So we have to learn to take everything to God in prayer. You see, there's this peace that we all it may seem. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. So the king took that letter and he began to talk to God. He prayed unto the Lord. He said, oh Lord of hosts, God of Israel, he had this knowledge of the true and living God. He went on acknowledging who God is, saying, God, you're the one that dwells between the cherubim. You are the God. Hallelujah. Lord, even you alone are God. There's none else beside you. Thank you, Jesus. And he went on saying that God is the king of the earth. Oh, he's the God of the kingdom of the earth. And he made heaven and earth. And there is nothing too hard for God. God can do everything. So I want you to remember that when you get in trouble, when the enemy rise up against you, when adversaries are all around, you can take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. If they didn't write it down and they said it to you, you go and tell God exactly what they said. You call their name out. Because I believe Sennacherib had his name signed on the left. Oh, hallelujah. And so if Joe is giving you problems, take it to the Lord in prayer. But don't forget to acknowledge who God is. And you have to know God well enough. You have to have that relationship with the Lord, amen, to come to him with confidence, to approach the throne of grace with boldness and inquire of God and say to him, Lord, I know that you can do everything. You are the only true and living God. Hallelujah. A lot of people run to God when they get in trouble, but they don't want anything else to do with God. They just want to be delivered out of their trouble. They just want to be healed from their sickness or disease. They don't want a commitment with the Lord. Hallelujah. They want all the benefits. They don't want to keep the commandments. They want to keep living in sin. They want to keep doing what they're doing. All the abominations. Everything that God's not pleased with. But when they get over attack or get in a corner, hallelujah, they want some help. They want deliverance. They want to be healed. They want financial help. They want this and they want that. And friend, God is a merciful God. He's a God of compassion. And he will bless them. But you need to make a commitment that you will live for God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can enjoy the benefits of the Lord. But what about your soul? One day, your soul is going to leave this world. One day, you're going to have to give account for all the deeds that you've done in your body. And when you stand before God, you can't point a finger at nobody else. You can't blame nothing on nobody else. God is going to call you into question. He's going to inquire of you, why did you not repent of your sin? Why did you continue to go in your own way? When you know I was calling you to come out of sin, to come out of adultery, to walk away from idolatry, to walk away from your sinful and wicked ways. This is your opportunity. Praise be to God. So God, he won't withhold blessings. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. And he will bless you because he's a good God. But one day, you got to stand before him. One day, you're going to have to give account. So today is the day of salvation. How well do you know God? Amen. How well do you know him? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you given your life to Christ? Praise the Lord. If you have not, this is your invitation right now to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And everyone out there in radio land, this is your opportunity. You don't have to put it off. Not one more day. Today might be your last day. If this is your last day, you cannot say you didn't have a chance. You cannot have any excuse because all excuses have been nailed to the cross. And God being so merciful and full of love, not willing that anyone should perish, he sent Jesus to die on the cross. And because of that, everyone has a right to the tree of life. Everyone has a right to eternal life. And the Lord wants you to have that life. Amen. He came to give us life, and that more abundantly. So at this time, if you are ready to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, just repent and be godly sorry for all the sins you committed, for anything you know God is not pleased with. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to take it away from you. And then open your heart and allow him to come into your heart. Allow him to sup with you. You can have a relationship with Jesus Christ and become his follower. Hallelujah. Don't let another day go by. But make up your mind today. If you're hanging out with friends or those who don't have a mind to serve the Lord, it's time to depart from them. Turn from them. If you know God is calling you, now is the time to answer that call. Heed that call, because one of these times will be your very last time. So don't let it be said too late. Don't let that happen to you. And if there is anyone who has a sickness in your body, desiring to be healed of God, if you have any prayer request or petition, anything you need God to do for you, let's go to God in prayer and pray the prayer of faith. Touch and agree on the same things in prayer. Because I know can do everything. And if we believe and put our faith together, I believe God will do it for every one of us today. All of you out there in radio land, if you have a condition in your body and you have some anointing oil, go get your oil and put the oil on the area of the condition. If you can't reach that condition, just put the oil on your forehead. And we're going to pray the prayer of healing, hallelujah, because we know that God can heal you. With his stripes, we are healed. Praise be to God. And I want you to believe right now, because if you believe right now, God will work a miracle for you. All it takes is a little bit of faith. So let's put our minds on the Lord and turn our hearts toward God. Amen. Don't let anything distract you while we're praying. Oh, gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, to search our hearts, oh God. Anything that should not be there, anything that you're not pleased with, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you on behalf of those who have sicknesses and diseases in their body. And we pray, God, that you will go to where they are and make your holy visitation. Father, lay your hand on them. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. If they committed any sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven. Take away their sins and make them whole, that they may go forth and do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we call on you, Lord, on behalf of those who have repented of their sins and opened up their hearts to receive you, Lord God, to be your disciple. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'll accept them, that you'll clean them up on the inside and on the outside. Purge them, Lord, my God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Give them a mind to serve you for the rest of their lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able. We are praying, oh God, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, you know every prayer request, every name that is written, every name that is represented. Oh, my God, it's the immediate family and the extended family. We are praying, Lord, that you will bless them today with the blessing that they stand in need of. But, Lord, you know better than we know, even our own self. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy today and deliver those who are bound, Lord. Loose their shackles in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Lord, send your anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you today, and we're looking unto you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We're depending on you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We need your help, Lord. We are asking for your help, Lord. Please send on help, my God. Send on strength, Lord Jesus. Send on encouragement. Send on power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, while we're waiting, work it out for us, Jesus. Open doors and make ways for us in the name of Jesus. For those whose faith is a little weak, Lord, strengthen their faith today and encourage their heart. For those who are burdened down, Lord, lift the heavy burden. Oh, God, you are able, Lord. Lift the burden off of them. For those who are struggling, having trouble in their home, Lord God, let your presence be known in that house. Oh, my Lord God, and everyone that walks over the threshold, let a blessing come upon them. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. We are praying, Lord, for all born-again believers, asking you to preserve us, Lord, and to help us to do your will. Oh, Lord God, look on those in the prison. Lord, those who are incarcerated, have mercy upon them and deliver their souls, save their souls. Lord, you are able to do everything. Nothing is too hard for you. Look on the backslider. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Lord, help them to return unto you and do your will. Look on those who are less fortunate. Oh, my God, who don't have food or shelter. We pray a special prayer that you'll provide the necessity for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We believe we have the petition that we've asked in this prayer, even as your servant went before you and put that letter Nazareth, believing and knowing that you are the only true and living God. We believe today, and we count it as done. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for doors being opened and the way being made. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the healing of the sick. Thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you and we praise your name. We bless your name, for you are worthy. Oh, my God, we give you the glory. All the glory and honor belong unto you. And now, Lord, we ask you to be with us when we depart from here. Let your presence remain with us until we meet again at the next appointed time and hour. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for this prayer. We ask that you accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you join me in giving God a praise? Because I believe God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. If there's nothing else, happy y'all. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.